right, good morning. Trying to answer your questions.
Teddy Bridgewater looked to you yesterday.
Teddy did a good job. You know, he's out there getting a couple of reps in all the periods, and we'll try to have him do more and more. We certainly just trying to get him back up to speed. Hasn't been on the field in a while, but he looked good.
Mike said yesterday about wanting to get him, as time goes on, into more uncontrolled environments. Mm-hmm. What's kind of the key of easing a guy into that, you know, hasn't been in those situations for more than 14 months?
Yeah, you have to do that. And certainly the drill work, anytime you're just doing drill work one-on-one, it's a very controlled setting. When you go out there and you're playing in 11-on-11, it's uncontrolled. There's blockers. You have to move. So it's very important, and you just need to do it. You know, it's like time on task. And so we'll just try to get him as many as we can and just keep bringing him along, much like we've been doing since the injury.
Coach Zimmer said the key issue with movement, moving the pass rush. How was his general movement?
He moved around fine. But, you know, nobody hit him. You know, it's, you know, I think it's with Teddy, you know, it's baby steps, a little bit at a time. Now we try to amp it up a little bit more each day as we go.
When you were watching Teddy last preseason before you were even the offensive coordinator, what were your impressions of him when he was the starting quarterback, you know, a year ago?
No, I thought he was the thing about Teddy is he's got a very live arm. You know, he moves well. He had very good command of our offense at the time, and along the way here, he's also, you know, kind of kept up with everything. He's been in every meeting. He's been involved in everything we're doing behind the scenes, and so, you know, he's up to speed with that. He was a good decision maker, I thought, early in the down as well as late in the down, and he's a guy because of his, you know, his lower body can extend a play and make a play after things tend to break down a little bit. So, probably all the things that everybody knows about him. I've obviously got a short exposure with Teddy, but was also very impressed by his command of things. And, you know, I felt like watching him that Teddy was a winner.
How is Stephon progressing through the groin injury?
Yeah, he's working hard. You know, I'll defer to Coach Zimmer and Shugs with that. But he's progressing, coming back as fast as he can.
If he can't go again this week, the way Laquan played and the way kind of that patience paying off for him, how do you envision him being able to, you know, be part of the game plan? I know you mentioned that early in the season that there was a key this year to get him more involved.
Yeah, I think he'll be involved like all the other guys. I think, you know, we have a receiver core. You've heard me say it before, it takes a village. And I think it's important for our offense that we spread the ball around. And, you know, at the end of the day, if 6, 7, 8, maybe 9 guys touch the ball, that's a good thing. So what's important for Laquan is important for all the other receivers. Do your job, run your routes the right way, and when you pop open and we're looking at you, make your catches. And I think that's going to be the challenge for all of them. And I think we have a good, unselfish crew of receivers that they're going to do what they have to do, and when their number is called, be ready to make a play. You got to really be prepared. They got to be focused. And on every snap, when you're on the field, expect to make a play. And then when it comes your way, then you'll do a good thing.
Michael Floyd obviously missed the first 4, and then his second game back, he has the hamstring. Yeah. Anything to be concerned about that? It's maybe a little bit of a setback for him?
No, I'm not concerned. I mean, injuries are part of the business, and they're all professionals. And unless you get put on IR, the challenge then is to get healthy again and get back as quickly as possible. And so there's no reason to focus on it. You know, we've, like every team, we've had injuries, you know, and I think we just deal with it and move on, you know. And I think if you focus on it too much, then you let it stall you out. Every player we put on the field, we trust to play like a pro and make plays. And so the next guy up's got to go, and we got great trust that they're going to do a good job. Well, I think part of the proof's in the pudding a little bit with Case. You know, he's come in and helped us win 3 ball games, you know, and whether you thought of him as the second or third quarterback, that's the reality of it. And along the way, he's been, you know, pretty emotional about his preparation and then, you know, helping us win football games. And so over time, because you see it happen, then you develop more and more trust that it's going to happen again. And so I think that's a credit to him. Super pleased with what he's been doing. Very competitive guy. And the thing I like about Case is along the way, within a game or in a practice, you know, a mistake may occur. And Case will readily say, hey, that's on me. And then quickly find a solution, make the correction, and move on fast. And so I really appreciate that in you know, his ability to kind of lead and move on. And because he's willing to do that, I think the players around him realize that, hey, here's a guy that's trying to do the best he can, and we need to do the same.
In terms of their playing styles, do you see similarities between Teddy and Case
at all? In some ways. You know, in some ways, I think they both can extend the play with their legs. I think that's an important quality for a quarterback. You've seen, you know, in the last two ball games where really what ended up being scrambles were two of our biggest plays of the game. That's huge. That's huge. And typically, if you're going to drive the ball on offense, so if you're going to take the ball and go 70 or 80 yards and score, somewhere in that drive, the quarterback's going to have to do something with his feet. So move in the pocket to make a throw. If he has to escape the pocket, either make a run or make a good decision, throw the ball away, which is using your feet the right way. And so he's been able to do that, and I think that's helped us.
Does that ease what you guys are kind of forced to do here with your practices, at least in terms of putting Teddy in for a couple of plays? You're not having to change too much of what you're approaching?
No. Again, we've said it, you know, along the ways when you're talking about Sam, Teddy, Case, Kyle, whoever's in there. We have a system that we're developing as we go, and it's kind of it's got a heartbeat, and it just keeps morphing, you know, based on who was in there. Changes a little bit when the receivers go in that are different. And so we have a system, and then as we kind of lay it over the team that we're playing, then we try to use the things that we feel are going to be best against the opponent we're playing, and then try to utilize the strengths of the quarterback that's in there. And I don't know, I'm trying to make it sound simple, but, you know, it's really not simple, but it's something that we do constantly. Good? All right. Have a great day.